From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. When police shot and killed a Brazilian man whom they mistook for a terrorist in the London Underground, that was not lawful. That was the finding of a London jury yesterday. The jurors spent the last several months hearing the case, which was an unusual proceeding. The person hearing the case was the coroner, who ruled that the jury only had two options for an outcome. One, that it was a lawful shooting, or two, they could return an open verdict, which is what they did. It stops short of calling the killing unlawful. Another unusual moment in this trial. At one point, the victim's family stormed out of the courtroom wearing protest T-shirts. Richard Edwards of The Telegraph, London Daily, joins us now from London. Welcome to the program. And perhaps you could begin by reminding us of the case of Jean-Charles de Meneses and how he became the victim of this police shooting.
Absolutely. This takes us back to a very febrile time in London, where in July of 2005, the capital city had come under attack twice in 2 weeks by terrorists. And on the second occasion, four would-be suicide bombers were on the run, their devices having failed to go off that day. Jean-Charles de Meneses lived in a flat linked to one of those terrorists. He was followed. He was mistaken for one of those suicide bombers. And after half an hour of a police operation running in a chaotic manner, he was shot dead on the tube in front of hundreds of terrified passengers.
And now it is the verdict of a court that that killing was not found to be an unlawful act. It was not a lawful act either.
Indeed, it's something of the English system of justice that it's taken 3 years to come to the point to realise that police shooting a man dead on the tube by firing seven bullets into his head is in some way not lawful. But due to the nuances of our system over here, the coroner only offered this jury two options. He decided that it was not officially illegal, i.e. these police officers were not to face murder charges or anything such. However, they should be reprimanded if the jury saw fit. And that is why he only offered them the verdicts of either lawful, while being critical of the police, or an open verdict, which is really a bit of an ambiguous cop-out.
Now, as a British reporter covering a trial there, you're restricted in what you can put in your stories while the trial is in progress. You can report what the jury hears in your stories, but beyond that, things like the victim's family and what they did in the courtroom is out of bounds. So now you can tell us what it was like. I gather this was a pretty extraordinary mood inside the courtroom at times.
It was. It was something I've never seen before, in fact. At the end of the trial, the family were incredibly upset that the jury were not to receive an instruction that they could find this act unlawful. They were so angry at that they decided they wanted to make this protest in front of the jury. Just as the judge was about to send out the jury to consider their verdicts, they stood up, they walked towards the jury slowly and revealed these T-shirts saying, "Your right to decide, unlawful killing," and then they stormed out of the court. They were not allowed to return. And this kind of atmosphere has never been seen before, really, where a family of a victim has been banned from their own inquest, the own examination of the death.
Is there any possibility for further appeal or review of this verdict?
There is. The lawyers representing Mr. Meneses, he is already approaching the High Court to appeal the coroner's decision not to allow the jury to come back with an unlawful killing verdict. The family are also pressing prosecutors and our heads of law to consider reopening the possibility of criminal charges on the police officers involved in the operation. It is fair to say that although maybe the public feel it's time to draw a line under it, this will run and run.
Richard Edwards, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.
It's reporter Richard Edwards of the Daily Telegraph speaking to us from London.